First of all, can you tell us how hepatitis A is spread?
Okay. Hepatitis A is spread what's known as the fecal-oral route. So basically, the disease spreads through poop, principally.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the key protective measures at that point is hand washing.
Right.
To make sure your hands are clean, therefore you're not spreading disease.
So the person who has been diagnosed with hepatitis A worked at the deli at the Real Canadian Superstore on LaSalle. So how great is the risk for me as a consumer, as someone who regularly gets meat and stuff from the deli there?
So basically right now, what we've worked out, the risk is for people who bought the deli meats between November 27th and the 16th of December, basically from 1:30 or before 1:30 in the afternoon, because that's when we got to the store and informed what was on the go and they shut down. It is a risk. Unfortunately, hepatitis A is easily spread. They do have good hand washing and glove use there, but there is the potential.
Now, if someone has already had the Twinrix vaccination, are they still at risk?
No, they're not. If you already have immunity from either having hepatitis A in the past, having Twinrix, having the hepatitis A vaccine for traveling purposes, etc., if you've had your full dose, then you are immune. You're not going to have an issue.
Are you immune for life, or is it something that you have to get a booster?
It's immunity for life.
Okay.
Kind of piggybacking on that, it's been said in the release that there will be vaccinations for people after the fact. If you are infected, would you get the vaccine? Or what's the is there another treatment course for you?
The way it works is that the vaccine is effective basically for 14 days after you come in contact with the virus. After that point, the vaccine will not work. Now, part of the problem with hepatitis A is the incubation period for it runs from 15 to 50 days. So if you get it and the disease percolates in your system as such, you may not start having symptoms for a month and a half.
So just get vaccinated, and that's the bottom line, right?
If
you have been exposed to these products.
But there's no sense getting vaccinated if you're over that 14 days. So what the nurses here will be doing is whenever you come in, they will ask when you ate this particular product and work 14 days previous to that to ensure that the vaccine would be effective for you.
Now, you said the symptoms may not hit for a while. What are the symptoms of hepatitis A?
Initially, you're usually dealing with gastroenteritis, so either diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, some fever. At its peak, you can also have jaundice where you get the yellow skin and the yellow eyes.
The deli counter, Real Canadian Superstore, is a stop for many, many people. Do you have any idea how many doses of this vaccine you're going to have to bring in, Burgess?
I don't know how many doses off the top. I know they have put a large order in, and as soon as we get it in, we will be starting up the clinics, and then we can reorder as things go along. Right now, we're going to need to see how many or how many people are coming in at any particular time. We had some experience with this with the Casey's hepatitis A, so we did order in a large quantity, but we are going to need to sort of work with that as things go on.
Does the Real Canadian Superstore have to throw out everything in the deli?
It's already been done.
Yeah, they had to throw everything out, eh?
We went there, one of our inspectors went there. They were right on board with everything that had to be done. They tossed what they needed to. They did an entire cleaning of the deli.
Wow. What a huge undertaking that must have been. When do you think the vaccines will be in, Burgess? When will they be posted on Public Health Sudbury District website?
We have the order in right now. As soon as they come in, we will be putting out a press release. We will be putting it on the website so people know that they can come in.